4. Creating sales copy that works. Part 1. Identifying the customer's needs. You might think you already know your customer's needs, or you would not be in the business you are in, that you know you can sell your widget to anyone. Hang on one second. No, you can't sell it to everyone. However, you could do very well with a targeted sales campaign, meaning you have correctly identified your target customers. Research indicates roughly 50% of the success of a sales campaign solely depends on correct identification of the right target customers. Obviously, this means you must clearly know who your customers are to be effective in marketing and sales, to write the right copy for those targets. You can do this several ways, and one of the most obvious ones is to research your existing customer base. You would be looking for buying behavior, motivators, and other customer attributes such as when they buy, how much they spend, what brands they like, etc. You could call this process data mining, and in some instances, you would want to farm this kind of work out to specialists. Data mining is discovering unknown, actionable, and profitable information from large consolidated databases and using it to drive your marketing strategies. For instance, say you choose a customer base of those between the ages of 35 and 65 to market your widget to. On average, about 1% of the customer base are responders. Responders are customers who will buy the product or service offered to them. So a random email marketing campaign to, say, 100,000 customers will likely generate about 1,000 sales. However, if you identified which customers are most likely to respond using data mining, you could raise your response rate to maybe 1.5% and only have to email 66,666 people to get 1,000 sales. That's powerful mojo and powerful software. A boon for your website marketing, as once you discover who you are marketing to, your copy can be tested and tailored accordingly. Continuous market research is another method you can use to know your target customers, and you need to do this because customers' needs and wants are constantly changing. This must be done on an ongoing basis, and while expensive and time-consuming, it will pay great dividends when your sales take off. Once you know your targets, you can start writing to them. Other methods to identify your customers' needs are using current and lost customer interviews, focus groups, be your own customer, customer feedback, and complaint logs and customer observation. Addressing customer needs. This section is going to be short and sweet because once you know who you want to market to, addressing their needs is almost a snap. Put yourself in the role of being the customer. Ask yourself questions about what you would want if you were a customer wanting, needing your product. Would you want a warranty? Want the product in different colors? Want to try it on? Want a gift certificate? Want replacement parts? Want service help? Want technical support? Want a brand new innovative product? Etc. Now you have an idea of what your needs are. Extrapolate this to other customers. And even though every customer is different, they do have similar qualities you can work with, and above all else, quality customer service is the key to retaining loyal customers. What you are really doing when you address customer needs is offering them a solution to an unsatisfied want or need. If your product can fulfill an unsatisfied need or want, you will have sales. It's up to you to present your customers with the plan to buy your product as a solution to fulfill their unsatisfied needs or wants. Write that the right way, and you will have loyal customers. 5. Psychological techniques to make up their mind. Learning how the mind works can work for you. It's always a good idea to have an idea of how the mind works, so you can adjust your sales copy accordingly to appeal to certain mind sectors. Let's just start with some basic information so you get a good idea of how the mind works. The brain does two major things. Stores information in your memory and processes information that allows you to apply your knowledge to make decisions and solve problems. Next, we'll look at what side of the brain does what. Your left brain works with logic, words, parts and specifics, analysis of situations in detail, and sequential thinking. The left brain, interestingly enough, has a sense of time and a sense of your goals correlated with your position in relation to those goals. Talk about a finely tuned instrument. The left brain also runs the right side of your body. Your right brain works with emotions, pictures, holes, and how all those parts all relate together. putting stuff together, that aha moment, and simultaneous holistic thinking. This side of the brain doesn't wear a watch like the left side does, and in fact can lose track of time. And like the left side of your brain, the right side governs, runs, the left side of your body. Brain functions can be broken down even further into what does each side of the brain do task-wise. So let's take a look at what the left side does. The left side of your brain deals with tasks like being logical, sequential, analytical, objective, focus and details, and numbers. So if you happen to be bad in math, blame the left side of your brain, or the right for not governing the numbers part of you. The right side of your brain deals with tasks like being intuitive. Trust your hunches. They're usually based on facts filed away just below the conscious level. It also deals with colors, rhythm, and the overall picture, pictures, and is random. We've all heard about limited attention span, and in marketing, that sometimes seems to be the norm for customers. What this means is that only part of your memory can be activated at any one time, and it will be a single area located in the most easily activated part of the memory. This will also be the most familiar one, the one used most often. The more often it is used, it becomes even more familiar. Think repetitive marketing campaign, top-of-the-mind awareness, copy crafted to appeal to certain senses that becomes familiar to your customer over time. People need to be told about a product or service at least 7 times before they may buy it, try it. Think repeat customers here. We talked a little about mental patterns earlier in this book and about neuro-linguistic programming. Mental patterns simply refer to memories formed in your brain to record your experiences as you see, hear, feel, smell, sense, or taste them. The more often you do this, your brain builds a pattern of it, a familiar pattern. When you experience a situation again or something similar, the memory is activated and you go on autopilot. So you can see if you did an email campaign to blend with your website copy and all other areas we have outlined where you can use keywords and phrases, the more people see it, the site or email or etc., the more familiar you become. This goes right straight back to relationship marketing. Nice tie-in, isn't it? Okay, now you have a pretty fair idea of how the mind works. Let's go just one more step further. You already know about the language of the brain being pictures, sounds, feelings, tastes, and smells. In other words, input from your senses that is your imagination when it is processed. Your brain can only work with positive information that it receives from your 5 senses. Your brain can't work with inputs you haven't experienced or otherwise called negative information. Here is a very important point to remember when thinking about your customers. They can't reflect and act at the same time. They need to be focused on one thing or another, reading your website copy, email, etc., and thinking about it, or taking action and buying something. Trick is to be able to switch them from one to the other quickly and effortlessly. Good thing you know about neuro-linguistic programming and how the mind works. You now know the brain is divided into 2 hemispheres, and that each specializes in different functions, processes, different kinds of information, and deals with different problems. Left works with logic and analysis. The right with emotions and imagination. Let's put that into perspective when thinking about customers. And here is why you want to know what they do for a living. A manager would be a left brain person. Appeal to his or her logic and love of analysis. A leader would be right brain. Appeal to his, her emotions and imagination. A producer, that would depend on the kind of work done. If the work done is verbal, logical, and analytical, that is left brain. If the work is intuitive, emotional, and creative, that is right brain. Can you be a combination? Yes, but usually one is more predominant than the other. Repetition. You read earlier that people need to be told about a product or service at least 7 times before they buy it, try it. So repetition really is the key to making your product known. You don't have to be annoying about it, but find creative ways to keep your message in front of your audience. If it means changing your website copy, pictures, specials, etc., then do it, and do it with something bordering on the obsessive. Just always keep your main selling point as your focus. Here's an example of what we mean, told in a short story. See what you remember about the story after you have read it. Once upon a time, there was a cat named Charlie. Charlie was the most handsome cat in any farmyard for miles around. Charlie was so handsome that the local veterinarian, Dr. Roth, fell madly in love with him. But Charlie, who was such a handsome dude, thought he was too handsome for Dr. Roth. So Charlie decided to join an acting company, run away from the farmyard, and become the next Morris the Cat. Charlie knew his dreams would come true. Try not to look back at the story. Can you recall the name of the veterinarian? Maybe yes, maybe no. But one thing is for sure, you remembered the cat's name because it was repeated 6 times. There's nothing like a 2x4 over the head, right? But you get the point. Repetition sticks in the minds of your readers, listeners, watchers. Repeating things so often isn't saying that your readers have faulty memories. It's just human nature that sometimes things need to be pounded into their heads. Remember, they and you can only think of one thing at a time. Your website copy should not be as repetitive as the little story you just read, but you do need to figure out your key selling point to hammer home to your customers. Example, if you are having a sale, you need to emphasize that. If, on the other hand, you want your name out there and get it known, you need to repeat that at least twice in anything you do. Will people find your repetition annoying? If you botch the writing job, yes, they will. But if you do a nice, clean script with good flow and use the keywords and repetition in a smooth, flowing way, they won't find it annoying. Another thing here would be to try and use keywords that aren't complicated and convoluted. Keep it straight, clean, and simple. You also should know that most people read websites with half an eye, unless they are keenly interested in them or are looking for precisely what you have. So repetition in your site will stick with your viewers, surfers, later, sort of like subliminal messages. So bottom line is, repetition is one of the smartest marketing strategies you can use to get people to remember your name and message. What if your site traffic is decent, you have ads all over the net, and in lots of free classifieds? Will this be enough to make sales? Answer is, no, it won't be enough, because where's the repetition? People on the internet are just bombarded with thousands of ad messages a day. In most cases, we just hit the delete key and don't even read what the ad or ads said. Or they get caught in the spam filter. Do you recall every ad you saw when you surfed on the net today? No? Well, no one else does either. What you would likely recall, and more so if you are interested in the subject, is things like those free 10-day mini-courses. This is definitely something you could consider for your website as well. The promotion for it would be done in your well-written copy that people can't resist. Oh, they may resist the first few times, but after having seen what you are offering and having read the message several times, that would make up their minds. The process usually goes like this. See the ad the first time and have no intentions of buying the product or service, but the information you are offering for free about the product or service, they do want. They sign up. Now you have an opt-in customer that you will send information to in installments. You, of course, make sure the information in the mini course is well scripted, fresh, useful, and informational, something people can actually make use of. You will offer people a full course as well, and you will provide your visitors with that information in each email. By this time, the customer has seen your name, message, and key selling points at least 7 to 10 times, depending on the length of your mini course, and they figure it's a good product, and, right, they buy it. They buy it because they saw it for 7 to 10 weeks and were able to figure out or see your offer had good value thanks to the information you sent them on a weekly basis. By the end of the course, you have credibility with your customers. There aren't many people that will buy a product on the internet the first time they see it, unless it's the last Harry Potter book. If you have a good product, service, stick to website marketing that sells. Do it the right way, and don't use one-shot ads. Use the opt-in names you capture at your site and send them a free introduction course. The bottom line here is, stay in touch regularly and always have great information, tips, and news to share. Do your homework and know your customers' birthdays and the birthdays of their children. Understand their profession and what is of interest to them. You will become an inbox repetitive regular. You have successfully used relationship marketing to make sales, etc. Here's something else to consider as well. By positively reinforcing the behavior of your customers, the behavior being visiting your website and or buying, you will retain them as loyal customers. In other words, a consequence, positive reward, is presented to your customers dependent on a behavior, visiting your site, buying your product, service. Positive reinforcement can be as little as sending your customers something they will value highly in their line of work, and that could be killer information or offering a mini course that will change their outlook about your product, service. You could also offer discounts, better buys on bulk purchases, to die for customer service that no one else can beat, or a newsletter that has everyone talking because it's so darn good. Other techniques that work every time. We've touched on neuro-linguistic programming earlier in this book as we were talking about language patterns. This is an awesome tool or technique to have in your arsenal for writing sales copy. It gives you that edge a lot of other writers don't have. If you spend any time reading sales copy on the net, then you already know what is and is not good. Sometimes that is intuitive, but mostly good copy screams good copy. Bad copy, well, it too speaks for itself, and guess what? Bad copy drives people away. NLP language patterns have always been around for a long time. This came about as the consequence of research into why two people who have the same experience react to them differently. Of course, you react differently, but that isn't the point. The point is that not only are your reactions different, the language you use to describe your reactions is also different. People then tell you how they perceive various circumstances using the language of their lead and backup system, auditory, visual, or kinesthetic. This really isn't magic. If you pay close attention to what your customers are telling you, read the language they use, hear the language they use, you will know what lead systems they are using, and you can write your sales copy to suit their neuro-linguistic patterns. Here's another benefit to using your customers' language patterns in emails, phone calls, notes, etc. Yes, and in sales copy, roughly 96% of your customers will be visuals and will respond to those kinds of words that strike a visual chord, make them see something. If you use their language, you will be in sync with them and can use their system to communicate with them. In a world where it's hard to communicate with others and be understood, using neuro-linguistic language patterns is a bonus you can bank on. Creating sales copy that works, part 2. And now, some bad copy. Here are 5 techniques that you can use for writing articles on the web, which will help you to stand out among your competitors and improve your sales and marketing potential significantly. You can use these 5 techniques to improve your comparison shopping portal that you have to help you with choosing the deal of your choice according to your taste and suitability of your budget considerations. These 5 writing techniques could be used prominently on an insurance site to highlight various features that people would have to choose from for their insurance needs in various situations. You could use these techniques to explain they should not just buy car and bike insurance policies and then neglect them, ending up costing them more money in the long run or even leaving them uninsured. Using these 5 article writing techniques will give readers an ability to understand that things and events that happen around us and impact on our lives happen for a purpose that we don't realize, but that once we accept it happened for a reason, it is one of the keys to accepting there are things in our lives we don't have any control over. So if you need good website copy and want to get your site seen by lots of people, we can tell you how to do it because we have lots of stuff you can use. Just buy our program and you will see that the things we're telling you make sense. Dissecting the copy or burying it for good. Bet your dollars to donuts you stumbled your way through that copy and had a fit. It's pretty bad. And needs some real work to get it to make sense. You will notice there are a lot of unrelated subjects thrown together to make up copy. What they all have to do with one another is the million-dollar question. If there is an answer as to why the writer did what they did, we may never know what that is. One of the most annoying things on the net in terms of website copy is the run-on sentence. It goes on and on like the ever-ready Energizer Bunny. It never holds together, and if it does, you have to reread it so many times to get the point, you give up. Who has the patience to read copy 3, 4, 5 or more lines long? No one. Add this to the fact that most net-savvy surfers abhor long pages with run-on information and lay down dust as they leave the offending site. Talk about a recipe for disaster. You want people to stay on your site and read the content and hopefully buy something. If you're writing bites, they won't be buying. Never mind staying. Let's try taking apart the bad copy paragraph by paragraph. Paragraph 1. Here are 5 techniques that you can use for writing articles on the web, which will help you to stand out among your competitors and improve your sales and marketing potential significantly. 1. Run-on sentences. 2. Awkward sentence structure. 3. Confusing. 4. Flat with no life. Think boring. Paragraph 2. You can use these five techniques to improve your comparison shopping portal that you have to help you with choosing the deal of your choice according to your taste and suitability of your budget considerations. 1. Three lines of continuous copy, run-on. 2. Poorly written and totally confusing. 3. Again, really awkward and stilted. 4. Leaves you asking, what? Paragraph 3. These five writing techniques could be used prominently on an insurance site to highlight various features that people would have to choose from for their insurance needs in various situations. You could use these techniques to explain they should not just buy car and bike insurance policies and then neglect them, ending up costing them more money in the long run or even leaving them uninsured. 1. Holy smokes, talk about tedious, hard-to-read copy. 2. Boring, stilted, and full of non-sequitur fluff. 3. Sentences way too long. 4. No life to this copy at all. Paragraph 4. Using these five article writing techniques will give readers an ability to understand that things and events that happen around us and impact on our lives happen for a purpose that we don't realize, but that once we accept it happened for a reason, it is one of the keys to accepting there are things in our lives we don't have any control over. 1. Can you believe you have just read a five-line sentence? What were they thinking? 2. Can you make any sense of this long sentence? 3. What does article writing have to do with accepting events happen around us we have no control over? 4. No real point to the sentence, unless it is supposed to be a genuine mystery. Paragraph 5. So if you need good website copy and want to get your site seen by lots of people, we can tell you how to do it because we have lots of stuff you can use. Just buy our program and you will see that the things we're telling you make sense and you can learn lots. 1. Hold your horses. Stuff? 2. Tell you how to do it? 3. Buy their program? 4. Things? Oh, please. Things? 5. And the other whoops is learn. Samples of good sales copy. Well, you've got to admit the above bad sales copy was really bad. What we're going to do instead of rewriting the whole thing as one related piece, because it isn't, is break each paragraph down and redo it. Paragraph 1, before. Here are five techniques that you can use for writing articles on the web which will help you to stand out among your competitors and improve your sales and marketing potential significantly. Paragraph 1, after. Give your competitors a run for their money with these five fail-proof writing techniques. Improve your website sales potential and marketability. Paragraph 2, before. You can use these five techniques to improve your comparison shopping portal that you have to help you with choosing the deal of your choice according to your taste and suitability of your budget considerations. Paragraph 2, after. These five techniques can improve the navigation factor of your comparison shopping portal. Find deals to suit your tastes and budget. Paragraph 3, before. These five writing techniques could be used prominently on an insurance site to highlight various features that people would have to choose from for their insurance needs in various situations. You could use these techniques to explain they should not just buy car and bike insurance policies and then neglect them, ending up costing them more money in the long run or even leaving them uninsured. Paragraph 3, after. These five writing techniques could be used prominently on an insurance site to highlight various features that people would have to choose from for their insurance needs in various situations. You could use these techniques to explain they should not just buy car and bike insurance policies and then neglect them, ending up costing them more money in the long run or even leaving them uninsured. Discover what insurance coverage you really need before you invest in it. Keep your insurance up to date or risk being unprotected when you need it most. Paragraph 4, before. Using these five article writing techniques will give readers an ability to understand that things and events that happen around us and impact on our lives happen for a purpose that we don't realize, but that once we accept it happened for a reason, it is one of the keys to accepting there are things in our lives we don't have any control over. Paragraph 4, after. Things and events that impact on our lives happen for a reason, but that doesn't mean we have control over them. Paragraph 5, before. So if you need good website copy and want to get your site seen by lots of people, we can tell you how to do it because we have lots of stuff you can use. Just buy our program and you'll see that the things we're telling you make sense and you can learn lots. Paragraph 5 after. Want dynamite website copy? Discover the insider secrets to make your copy come alive. Investing in our software will teach you tons of tips, tricks, and techniques for writing brilliant website copy. There, that's better. See the differences? Hear the differences? Feel the differences? Now try some on your own. Find a site that really needs a rewrite and see if you can zing it up.